Son, never stop learning.
The rocks beneath Canada are older than almost anything you can name. The Canadian Shield, that vast ancient foundation, covers nearly half of Canada's total land area, and its rocks date back roughly 4 billion years. That is older than complex life on Earth. Before there were nations, borders, or even the concept of a country, this geological giant was already shaping everything: where rivers ran, where forests grew, where people could survive. The Shield is not just a geographic feature, it is the skeleton of the entire Canadian story. Now, here is what most history courses get wrong. They start with European ships, but humans had already been living on this land for an extraordinary stretch of time. Evidence from the Bluefish Caves in the Yukon suggests people may have been present in the region as early as 24,000 years ago, deep in the last ice age. Think of that number, 24,000 years. That is roughly 12 times longer than all of recorded European history. The key idea is this: Canada was not empty land waiting to be discovered. It was a continent already full of people, languages, and civilizations. Those civilizations were strikingly diverse. The land that would become Canada was home to hundreds of distinct nations, each shaped by the geography around them. For example, the Haida people of the Pacific Northwest built a society of remarkable sophistication. They constructed massive cedar longhouses and raised monumental totem poles, not as decoration, but as complex records of lineage, history, and spiritual belief. The Canadian Shield itself, with its rocky terrain and thin soil, pushed northern peoples toward hunting and fishing economies. Meanwhile, the fertile plains of the interior supported entirely different ways of life. Geography did not just influence culture, it created it. That means the name Canada carries a story inside it. When French explorer Jacques Cartier arrived in the 16th century, he heard the Huron-Iroquois word Kanata, meaning village or settlement. He applied it broadly to the entire region. The name stuck. This is not a small detail, Alina. It reveals something fundamental about how this country came to exist, through contact, misunderstanding, and the layering of one world onto another. The history of Canada is, at its core, a convergence. British and French colonial narratives collided here, but they collided on top of indigenous foundations that were already ancient. Remember that layering. It explains almost every tension in Canadian history that follows. The takeaway from all of this is direct and important. Canada's story does not begin in 1867, or with Cartier, or with any European moment. It begins in deep geological time, with a landscape so old it defies easy comprehension. It continues with human communities that adapted, thrived, and built complex worlds across every climate zone on the continent. Alina, when you hear the word Canada, picture not a flag or a map, but a 4-billion-year-old rock shelf holding up thousands of years of human ingenuity. The European arrival was not a beginning. It was an interruption of something already profound. That reframing is the foundation everything else in this course will build upon.